people still persecuted for simply what they believe? Breaking news on the global crisis of people persecuted for their faith, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, 99 days ago, the town of Nagorno-Karabakh in Azerbaijan was surrounded. And the reason that that region, that town was surrounded, is because the Muslim forces in Azerbaijan want to starve and kill the Christians that live in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. And here to discuss for the third time this issue in the last 90 days is Joel Veldkamp, who is part of the communications team at Christian Solidarity International. Joel, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your diligence on this. Give me an update from your contacts inside the besieged city. How are they surviving at this point?
Well, Kevin, life in this region has just become a series of little miseries, I would say. So, for example, right now, the electricity lines to the region have been cut off by the forces of Azerbaijan. So they have some electricity capacity, but every day there's 6 days of blackouts that are just rolling. And our main contact in the region has sleep apnea. So he has a machine to sleep with that takes electricity. And every time the electricity goes off, he wakes up. So he hasn't been sleeping for the past, like, 80 days, really.
Wow.
And there's so many stories like this. We have doctors in the region who say there's going to be a huge wave of heart attacks because there aren't enough stents to implant in preventive surgeries. It's just, it's very, very intense right now.
How are basic supplies like food and water holding up?
Water, they have a reservoir, which is getting lower, but it's still there. The Red Cross is able to bring in some supplies, but not nearly enough. So all food is being rationed by the local government. There's no fresh fruit. There's no fresh vegetables or meat. There's just, like, you know, pasta and grains and things like that that the government has in reserve as they distribute coupons to people.
Okay. We are talking about a very beleaguered situation, and every time you've been with us, you've explained the seriousness and the difficulty of it. Is there any action coming from those members that you spoke with about what we need to do there?
There is. There's been a bill introduced in the House, which is House Resolution 108, and it has a certain number of co-sponsors, but it really needs a lot more. So if your listeners want to get involved for these 120,000 Christians who are under siege, they can call their congressperson and ask them to co-sponsor House Resolution 108.
House Bill 108, and I'm going to give the phone number. I have the number to Congress memorized because I give it often and I tell people to call their congressman. It's 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. And what happens when you call that number, you're getting the switchboard at the Capitol, and you'll say, I need to be connected to Congressman Chris Smith or Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis or whoever your representative is. And then when they transfer you, that's when you tell the people on the other end of the line, hey, what are you doing about the Christians in Azerbaijan that are being starved and basically under siege? We want you to vote for and co-sponsor House Bill 108 to get help there. Now, Joel, what does the House bill do? What does it recognize, and what does it ask to be done?
Well, first of all, it condemns the blockade that Azerbaijan has put against these Christians, but it also makes it illegal for the U.S. to continue to send aid to Azerbaijan, especially military aid, and it encourages the president to put sanctions on the Azerbaijani government for this atrocity that they're trying to carry out. And just 2 weeks ago, we actually had some Azerbaijani soldiers cross the line and sneak into Karabakh and ambush a van that was carrying some Armenians in it, and they just shot it up and killed 3 people. And a lot of people worry that this is a sign that we're about to move from a siege situation to an actual military attack on the region, which could end really in a general massacre.
Just imagine, friends, if an entire army did what that one group did and just killed everybody as they ran across them, and they have them totally surrounded. So this is completely, in terms of the outcome, the Azerbaijanis think that they have it all in hand, and that the Turks and the Muslims that are in Azerbaijan believe that they are on the side of right, and they want to eliminate these infidels, these terrible Christians that have the audacity to live with their faith Friends, call your congressman and ask them to support House Bill 108 and to not only vote in favor of it, but to co-sponsor it. And Joel, there's no reason for this to be a partisan issue at all. This is something that Democrats and Republicans should be able to both get behind, because what we're talking about is genocide. We're talking about wiping out a group of people simply because of who they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is an issue of religious freedom, as you say. It's an issue of genocide. It's an issue of human rights. There are some geopolitical factors in the way. Azerbaijan has a lot of money. They spend a lot of money lobbying in Washington, D.C. And Turkey, Azerbaijan's ally, is part of NATO. So they can always play the ally card, which is why Christians in the U.S. need to be just as loud as these dollar bills brought in by Azerbaijan and as these threats made by Turkey. We need to make ourselves heard. We need our government to know that we care about this.
Yeah. Friends, I want you to pick up the phone. I want you to call your congressman. If you call 202-224-3121, even if you can't get in touch with the congressman directly, they'll have someone answering the phone in his office. And this is how it works, friends. That person will likely take your name and your comment, and they will likely be keeping a little register of comments coming in on the issue for one side or the other. And it's the side that makes the most noise that the congressman will usually vote in favor of. If you call today, 202-224-3121, and ask for your congressman and connect with their office and give them your request on this. It doesn't take long, by the way. It's just a couple of minutes. But call 202-224-3121 and make that request known. Joel, what's the response of the rest of the world real quick? Are there any other Western powers that are responding?
You know, France has said a lot of the right things, but France by itself can't do very much. The United Kingdom is really on the wrong side because they have a lot of oil interests in Azerbaijan. Germany has been mostly quiet. It's quite a disturbing situation, actually. Ukraine, okay. The war in Ukraine is sucking a lot of oxygen out of this issue.
Sure, absolutely. Well, all right, we're going to keep fighting the good fight here, Joel. Thank you for the update. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you.
You got it. This is a genocide in the making. These people will be starved, and after they are starved, they will be shot and railroaded. There won't be anything left of them when the Azerbaijani military force is done with them. So we have to speak up for them. This is what the New Testament instructs Christians to do, to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Kevin McCullough coming right back.